Hello, everyone. Welcome to Oh Wow, the podcast, a weekly recap and analysis of every episode of Skins UK, starting from the very beginning. I'm your host, Augustine, and today we're getting into it, and I'll just say that for now. It's been quite a while since I've put out a full-length episode, and I want to discuss some news updates and also in today's episode, I will be talking about the pilot of Skins US, which I watched last night, and also the pilot of Inbetweeners US, and I'll be talking about the American adaptations of my favorite British teen shows and the absolute train wreck that was MTV in 2011-2012. So that's what we're doing today. I want to start out by thanking my friend of the pod, TJ, who messaged me yesterday saying that the episode of his podcast, which is Gotham Outsiders, a Batman book club, the new episode featuring Jamie Britton, who is one of the creators and writers of Skins UK, they had Jamie Britton as a guest on their podcast, and very excitingly, Jamie Britton said that he has listened to some of this podcast, and he is impressed with it. He enjoyed listening to it, so that was very, very, very exciting, and thank you again to TJ. Everyone, if you're interested in a queer analysis of Batman, go listen to Gotham Outsiders, a Batman book club, and you can also hear Jamie Britton talking about this podcast. Very cool, very exciting. So then getting that text message, I was inspired to get on the pod. I'm still feeling a little intimidated talking about season 7. About a year ago when I was finishing season 6, the Reddit, the Skins TV subreddit, people were really in favor of season 7, and it seems that the tides are turning a bit and people are becoming a bit more critical or looking at season 7 more closely. So I'm still sort of skimming the subreddit. I'm a big lurker on there, in case you guys are wondering. I'm probably reading your posts on there, and I'm collecting some thoughts on season 7 because I have a lot of mixed feelings about the episodes, and I am still collecting my thoughts. I really want to take my time and do those episodes justice. So for now, sort of a self-flagellation of not posting in a year, I did indeed watch Skins US Season 1, Episode 1, which aired on January 17th, 2011. So the Skins US was created by MTV, or put out by MTV. There were 10 episodes before its inevitable cancellation, and I'm going to get into some of the background information about the process of the show being made. So, directly from the Wikipedia page, Skins, American TV series. Skins is an American/Canadian teen comedy drama television series that premiered January 17, 2011 on MTV in the United States. It is a remake of the original UK show of the same name and follows the lives of a group of teenagers in Toronto, Canada, through their final 2 years of high school. So, when I was watching the pilot last night, I did not recognize that they were in Toronto. The only sign that they were in Toronto was that it was snowing throughout the episode, so I guess that makes sense, but they don't talk about being in Toronto at all. I assumed they were in the United States in the show. So that was the first confusing bit, I would say. I, of course, am a big Degrassi fan, so if these are people living parallel lives to Degrassi, The Next Generation, then I suppose I'm a fan of that. But yeah, I would say overall, the American/Canadian adaptation of Skins was a flop. It's a little bit painful to watch. So, James Newman was cast as Tony Schneider, who is, of course, based on Tony Stoneham. Rachel Thevenard plays Michelle Richardson. Daniel Flaherty is Stanley Lucerne, who is supposed to be Sid Jenkins. Sophia Black Delia is T. Marvelli, who is the lesbian female replacement for Maxie. Ron Mustafa is Abud Siddiqui, who is styled on Anwar. Jesse Carrere plays Chris Collins, who is based on Chris Miles. Brittany Oldford plays Katie Campbell, who is based on Cassie Ainsworth. Camille Crescenia Mills is Daisy Valero, who is styled on Jal. And Eleanor Zichy, or Zicky, is Yura Schneider, who is styled on Effie. So, I'm sorry just for laughing at the names alone. There's nothing wrong with these names, but instead of Sid, we have Stanley. Instead of Maxie, we have T. Instead of Anwar, we have Abud. And instead of Cassie, we have Katie. Instead of Jal, we have Daisy. Instead of Effie, we have Yora. I guess that's just what it is. And so the first episode is called Tony. It was directed by Scott Smith. It was written by Brian Elsley, which I guess we know because it's a one for one. The script is maybe there are two sentences they changed, but the script is exactly the same as the Skins US pilot episode. And so of course it was written by Brian Elsley because he wrote the UK version. And I guess there were 3.26 million US viewers in 2011, which then dropped down to 1.5 million viewers by episode two. So it was not particularly well received. And then by the last episode, they were down to 1.17 million viewers, with the largest dip being down to less than a million viewers in the mid-season by episode five. So going from 3.25 million viewers to less than a million is not indicative of a successful series, unfortunately. So we open with Animal Collective's My Girls playing very 2011 vibes, and Yora is doing the same exact scene that Effie did in the pilot outside, although now she's in the snow because it's Toronto. And, when Effie's trying to be let into the house, so she's trying to get Tony's attention. So Yora's out in the snow. Tony's in his bed. Instead of the iconic naked people bed set, he just has spiders on his bed. So I guess there's that. I think that the actor playing Tony looks like PETA from The Hunger Games. So just imagine that if you haven't seen it. He looks, I think, pretty similar to that. My boyfriend said that he looks like the dream face reveal. So if you're very online, you'll know what that means. Everyone is talking with a sort of British cadence as if they don't know how to pace the dialogue because the dialogue is exactly the same as the UK version. It's a little uncanny. It's clearly the original script was written for British actors, so just dumping it into a Canadian American setting, it doesn't really account for the change in tone and dialect and all of that, even though it's the same language. There are a lot of sort of linguistic differences between American and Canadian English and British English. So I wrote that it's sort of like a weird anime dub of the British series, as if American or Canadian voice actors are just sort of speaking over the original. I guess that Tony's dad in this is Jimmy. And so we have, of course, the scene where Tony is looking at the neighbor's topless. We see that, he's the popular, attractive, clever guy who sneaks out of the bathroom, leaves the dad banging on the bathroom door, yelling. The dad sort of has a New York accent, which is confusing. So I assumed that the series was taking place in New York or Boston or something. I did not pick up on it being in Canada at all. And Tony's dad in the show is Jimmy. We see Stanley in bed. He's got the typical sort of 2011 Remember the store Journey that sold the skate shoes and like the DC hoodies? He's got that kind of look with the long, flippy hair. He looks like a skateboarder type. And Chris, for some reason, is in a tent in a room with the girl, whereas in the original pilot, the UK pilot, he's under the sheets with a girl. And there's just something so sweet about Chris Miles that the Canadian American actor really does not capture. And this is no offense to the actors at all. It's just me shading the casting choices because this Chris scares me. He really scares me. Whereas Chris Miles, I think of as a Cabbage Patch kid. Like, he's got just the cute little dimply face and he looks very sweet, and that's why he gets away with a lot of things. But this Chris is like the guy who would beat you up and call you slurs, is kind of the vibe I'm getting. And he has a shaved head and he just very much scares me. So we kind of jump to Ubud talking about the big gay night out, except it's now a lesbian night out, and Ubud is being very sexual towards, like, oh, I'm gonna see girl on girl because I guess he and T are friends and T is the lesbian. And so that to me really undermines the importance of Maxie and Anwar's friendship, which is that Anwar had his religious beliefs and he always supported Maxie being a gay man. And then that's a huge plot point later in the show, is that Anwar starts to struggle with his beliefs and he wonders if he can support his friend for being gay. And of course, that ends up showing how strong their friendship is. I think that this sort of turns it into a cheap joke of like, oh, lesbians are hot and sexy, and I just don't see the same sort of internal struggle coming forward later in the show, although I have not watched all of the US version and I refuse to watch every episode of it. There, then later in class, the scene where Angie was crying, now there's a new teacher, of course, and Chris is wearing a cut-off flannel sort of vest, and again, he just looks like the scary sort of redneck guy in class who would talk about having a gun. That's the vibe he's giving, which is not at all Chris's vibe. Like, Chris was sort of your like wok fish following friend who would wear tie-dye hammer pants and have dirty fingernails. This Chris, seriously, I feel like he has a truck with a bed that he like puts dead deer in or something. That's the vibe. Also, something they have going on in the MTV version is they have to censor all of the swears, which sort of takes you out of the moment as a viewer when there's a lot of bleeping going on. Makes it feel more like a reality TV show than a show you can really be immersed into. We cut to the scene where in the original series, Sid and Tony met up because this is the same plot where Tony wants to help Stanley lose his virginity at a party that night, but because they are not in the UK, they can't go to a pub and have a beer and smoke a cigarette, so they're just in the school cafeteria talking, which kind of takes away some of the fun that was in the original show. And Tony's telling Stanley about Katie. And also, Tony's telling Stanley, okay, you're gonna go pick up the drugs for the party tonight, and you're going to go to this guy, Mad Mao Ledong. So, it's not as funny as the Mad Twatter. Like, that was funny. And Mad Mao Ledong, I don't really get it, but okay. So, Katie, who is the Cassie dupe, is in the life skills class. And instead of being our sweet, ethereal fairy princess with a sad, sad soul, She's just kind of an edgelord who says that she loves knives, and she says, quote, "Don't you like to see stuff hanging?" And she talks about how she embalmed her hamster and hung him up on strings, which is just kind of upsetting. And Stanley's like, "You're crazy." And she's like, "Oh yeah, didn't they tell you that I'm crazy?" Which is just so in your face that it's like, okay. And then she says that she only eats cheese puffs and she only takes good narcotics, which as an American, I don't know, maybe it's different in Toronto. In high school, people did not call drugs narcotics. To me, that indicates something a lot heavier than weed, and they're just talking about weed. I don't know. It's very bizarre. The actress playing Katie is very beautiful. The character is an absolute abomination, and I was just cringing so hard. So that's Stanley's first run-in with Katie and the music teacher. So then, yeah, Tony's in the choir scene, as we know. He's auditioning at the all-girls private school. For some reason, the music teacher's British in this. I don't know why. That's fine, but it's like, seriously, the whole episode feels like they're trying to not do a British accent. It's so unsettling. And so the music teacher's British. Tony has the same exact choir scene. Instead of Abigail from the original series, we have Tabitha. I think the actress did a pretty good job with this character. They talk in a very strange way. I know Abigail definitely spoke in more of a posh and sort of Valley Girl UK version way. So I think Tabitha, the actress playing her, does fine. Then Stanley's going to Mad Mao Ladong. Again, just very confusing. Mad Mao. So the brothel is for some reason in like a suburban mansion on a cul-de-sac, and you guys all know what I'm talking about in the US or Canada when you're just on a really nice street where there's kids biking and stuff. And there's the really big houses that all look the same. And in my experience as an American, brothels are not in suburban houses. So that was very strange. I don't know why they wouldn't have him go to like a grimier part of town in a city or something. But I don't know. Maybe that is in Toronto, they have the brothels in very lovely suburban family areas. And Mad Mao is dressed like Tony Soprano in a velour tracksuit. His accent, I really couldn't place. It sounded sort of Russian-ish, like a Russian British Canadian combination. Really couldn't place that. He does the same thing as the Mad Twatter, as far as, saying, "Oh, I'm gonna cut your balls off if you don't pay me back." So the stakes are the exact same as the original. I miss the Mad Twatter's mustache because it's iconic, and this guy, it's just sort of a cheap imitation of Mad Twatter. So Stanley picks up the weed, and they go to the party at Tabitha's. Something that really bothered me about this is that she doesn't say to take your shoes off. And that, I think, was such an important part of the original episode, the UK episode, was that she says, "Oh, we can't smoke inside, and you have to take your shoes off because the rugs are really expensive, and, like, mommy and daddy will be very upset if we get dirt on the rugs." So she doesn't say that because in America, people don't really take their shoes off when they're inside, for the most part. I mean, I do, because I think it's pretty gross to be tracking in mud and dirt, and especially if it's snowing in Canada, you'd think she'd say, "Take your shoes off so you don't get all the mud and gunk inside." But she doesn't say it. That really bothered me, in case you can't tell. There's the same scene with Katie and Stanley on the trampoline, and she's saying, "Oh, you really love Michelle." And Stanley's just kind of like, yeah, okay. It's just really not the same. He doesn't really capture Sid's awkwardness and nervousness and insecurity. He just kind of seems like a stoner skater guy who's like, then Chris and I guess Abud and Daisy and T show up, and as in the original episode, they crash the party. But then this is where it bothers me that Tabitha is like, oh, you have to take your shoes off because Chris is getting mud all over the carpet. But I'm like, she never said to take them off in the first place. So that's why it was important for her to say it in the original episode, was because then Chris and everyone else comes in and they start trashing the place. So here we are, the fight breaks out, everybody's fighting, screaming, hitting each other, blah, blah, blah. So then they have to leave the party, and they also find that Katie has overdosed on pills on the trampoline, just like the original episode. And so they all pile in a car. And also, I think in the original episode, they stole the keys to someone's car, and that's how they got the car. But that wasn't super clear in this episode. There's a lot of like assuming that the viewer has seen the UK version, and so we can just fill in the blanks ourselves. But for the first time US viewers, this must have been incredibly confusing because they don't give a lot of the important explanation as to why things are happening. And that also happened in the Inbetweeners US pilot, where they just assume you've seen the original series so you can fill in the blanks. But it's very confusing without the small but important details for context. So they're driving to the hospital. Katie wakes up right when they get to the hospital, just like the original. And so they go to smoke a couple of joints at this lake. And again, it's all the same. The car goes into the water. They're all swimming. Although, this, I don't know, the shoes, it bothers me. They're all walking, soaking wet together down the road, but they all have their shoes on. And I'm like, no, they're all supposed to be barefoot and like holding their shoes. They're just walking in sloshy, sloshy, slosh shoes. I can't imagine. That's so uncomfortable. There's a Beatles song, I think, playing at the end. I can't be bothered to look it up, but it sounded like the Beatles to me. Also, one thing is when they're in the lake, Stanley or Tony goes, I reckon we shouldn't have done this. And I'm like, what? What Americans or Canadians are just casually being like, I reckon. Like, teenagers don't really say that. So that was very strange to me. And yeah, they all just walk down the road in their wet, sloshy shoes. And that is Skins US pilot episode. It was slightly torture to watch. Some random notes that I didn't mention. Tony's not tall. This Tony is not tall. I think an important factor in the casting of the original is that Nicholas Hoult is so tall that it kind of gives him that intimidating look over Sid and all of the other cast members. And I'm not saying that shorter or average height guys can't be intimidating, but I think in a visual medium like TV or movies, those little details can really change the way the viewer sees the relationships. And so it really helped to have Nicholas Hoult sort of leering over everyone else. It made him feel more intimidating, and you could kind of see why they literally looked up to him and literally followed everything he said. Whereas in this, it just sort of that power dynamic didn't come across, and I think that the guy playing Stanley would have been seen as much more conventionally attractive during the time, so it wasn't really believable that he was like the awkward virgin loser, and Tony was the super attractive guy that everyone was throwing themselves at. It just didn't feel super believable. And I can understand that these US adaptations were trying to, I guess, expand, like, oh, it doesn't really matter what your appearance is for the character, but in some ways it does. Like for me, I recently went to a model casting for an agency that only has models that are 5'8" and above. I'm 5'3". I did not get hired. It's okay. They have a specific look that they're going for, and again, in these visual mediums, I think it's okay that we have some discernment with casting. So I just feel like the casting was very strange. The dialogue was strange. They could have adapted it more to how Canadians and Americans actually speak, especially at that time in 2011. The only thing that really stood out to me as being more authentic is that they said dude, which is definitely more American. I don't think they say that in the original series at all. So those are my thoughts on the pilot of Skins US, and now I'll get into the Inbetweeners US pilot episode. Again, I'll give some background information on the show. It, from the Wikipedia, says The Inbetweeners is an American television sitcom developed by Brad Copeland for MTV. Now, Brad Copeland has apparently written for Arrested Development and My Name is Earl, which are very successful shows, and Taika Waititi was chosen to direct the pilot. So they have some strong names creating the show, which is impressive that it was such a flop. I'm so sorry to everyone. I'm sorry, everyone. It ran on MTV from August 20th to November 5th, 2012. So August, September, October, November, 4 months. And then it was canceled after one season due to poor ratings and reviews. They cast Joey Polari as Will McKenzie, Bubba Lewis as Simon Cooper, Alex Franca as Carly D'Amato, Zach Perlman as Jay Cartwright, and Mark L. Young as Neil Sutherland. So the names are all the same, which makes it a little bit easier to keep track of. I don't know what that says about the creative choices, but for the sake of this podcast, it is easier to have the same names. And they say on the Wikipedia, MTV decided not to go ahead with a planned second season. They said to The Wrap, "While we won't be moving forward with another season of The Inbetweeners, we enjoyed working with the show's creators and such a talented, funny cast." So, episode one, the pilot, had 0.91 million US viewers, which is significantly less. And of the 12 episodes, the lowest point was the sixth episode, which had about 500,000 viewers. By the end of the first season, they had 0.66 million viewers. So, not great. The first episode is not as much of a one-to-one as the Skins US pilot was to the Skins UK pilot. And the reason for this being that in the Inbetweeners UK pilot, all of the students go to a pub, and that's where Will is calling everyone out and saying, "She's 16, he's 16. And I think they realize that American teenagers would never go to a pub. It would never be okay for a school to sanction that as an event. And so what they did instead of a one-to-one of the plot is they just mashed up a bunch of different episodes and sort of plucked the jokes from the first two episodes of the show and mashed them together, which was confusing and strange to me. So the biggest issue here, I'll start from the beginning of the episode, is that Joey Polari as Will McKenzie is clearly the most conventionally attractive character of the bunch. And that's just wrong. Will isn't supposed to be the hot one, to be very blunt about it. And Bubba Lewis, who plays Simon, is sort of just an average, like, my boyfriend and I were watching this last night, and he's like, Simon just seems like a background character. Like, the guy they cast for Simon just is sort of has the vibe of an extra. Zach Perlman as Jay, I think, was the strongest casting choice. He was pretty good. He had some funny lines. I have to give him credit. He actually did pretty well with what he was given. And it seemed as if he had actually watched the UK version, and so he knew the vibe of the show. So Zach Perlman, shout out to you. You were the strongest actor by far. Mark L. Young as Neil is, again, sort of the flippy hair skater vibe. And it was okay. It was like Walmart version of Neil, but skateboarder. Very similar to the Stanley of the Skins U.S. I think because it was 2011, 2012, they were just like, oh, this like skater guy aesthetic is sort of the himbo of the time. So we'll just give them that. So that was fine. And so Will is starting out at the new school, the public school, after being in private school and being bullied. And he shows up just with a messenger bag and sort of nice clothes, which I'm like, you wouldn't get bullied for just having a messenger backpack and like a decent pair of pants. Whereas in the UK version, Will shows up in a whole ass suit and tie with a briefcase, and everyone makes fun of him because why is he wearing that? And just the original casting is so good. I don't know the name of the guy who plays Will in the original series, but he's just so good, and everyone has such expressive facial expressions in the UK version, and it's so hilarious the things they do with their eyes. Like Simon just always has the deer in the headlights look, or he just looks so confused or just angry. And James Buckley, of course, is amazing with the sort of coconut haircut, and it's just so good. They cast it so perfectly for the UK show. And then with the US, everyone was giving Botox, no facial expressions. It was very dry. So Will's joining the school. They're bullying him for having a messenger bag. And they're like, oh, what is that, a briefcase? But it's not. It's a messenger bag, which actually they were very trendy in 2011. The messenger bag on a bike vibe was very cool. So I don't know why he would have been bullied for that. So Will just sort of inserts himself into the group with the boys, and they hang out with him. There's a lot less setup with the whole badge, and then Will trying to social climb up to something beyond the people with the badges, who he labels as the freaks. And he says in the UK pilot, you know, I don't want to be popular, but I just don't want to be a total freak. So that's the stakes of the first version of it. And then in this one, the stakes are very unclear. And so he immediately sort of meshes with the other boys and is throwing around a football with them. And they just throw a foot. He throws a football and it hits a disabled student who's on crutches, and it doesn't really land. It's just sort of okay. The way that they set up those jokes in the UK version is that Will is so awkward and dumb that he's trying to impress the girls by throwing the frisbee, and then he hits a woman in the wheelchair at the park. Which is that a joke that's aged well? Not particularly, but at least there's a setup for it, and they draw out the panic that he feels of, oh my god, I was trying to look really cool and now I look like a horrible, horrible person. And then in the original, Will is fighting with the woman trying to get the frisbee back, and it just shows what little shits these guys are. Whereas in this, I think the American interpretation of British humor is always pretty off, so they don't really get that the joke isn't supposed to be hitting a disabled person. The joke is supposed to be what an idiot these boys are, and how every time they try to look cool, they end up looking really, really uncool and doing something terrible. So I think that the interpretation of the humor is really off, and the intention of the joke is often missed in this version. They also try to make jokes about Neil's dad being gay, and I just feel like the jokes don't land. Neil says that his dad lifts up weights, which I don't think is how I've ever heard anyone talk about weightlifting. Usually people just say, "Oh, my dad lifts weights," because he says, "Oh yeah, my dad gardens, but he also lifts up weights." The dialogue is so awkward. I'm stopping a lot and feeling awkward because of how awkward the show made me feel. I've had to edit out myself saying and just sort of spacing out so many times because I don't even know what to say about this. It's so incredibly bad and painful to watch. So they decide to skip school. They go to buy liquor. So Will just sort of walks into a liquor store and uses a fake ID, which totally takes away the whole plot of the second episode of the UK version, where he dresses up in a whole suit with a weird, like, flat brimmed hat and is trying to look like an adult man. And he walks into the liquor store and goes, "I am a man. Ha, who has recently purchased a home in the local area, and I'm having a party," and it's so great, it's so funny. And then in this, he just kind of walks in and has a fake ID and buys the alcohol, and they play "Get Low" by Lil Jon, which I guess was kind of funny at the time that this was coming out. I guess that was a good choice, and they just get really drunk, and then Simon says, "Oh, I think I love Carly," and all the boys egg him on to go spray paint her driveway with "I love Carly D'Amato." But comparing it to the UK version, which I also watched last night, which is in episode two, Simon's like, "I think I'm gonna go spray paint her driveway," and all the guys are saying, "No, that's a terrible idea." But because Simon's drunk, he's like, "Hell yeah, I'm gonna go do this." And so they're just laughing at him. So then when Carly comes home and she sees him spray painting her driveway, she sees the guys laughing at him and she kind of feels bad for him. So she invites him to come over later while she's babysitting her brother. But in the US version, it's the guys just bullying Simon and saying, "Oh yeah, you should go do this." And Simon's like, "Oh, I don't know if that's a good idea." And then it doesn't really make sense that Carly invites him over. Just the dynamic of like why that would happen isn't really clear. So Simon and Will go to Carly's, just like they do in the in-betweener second episode, and Simon pukes on Carly while he's telling her how much he loves her and how he wants to kiss her and all this stuff. It's more just creepy than funny. Whereas in the UK version, we see from his perspective the room getting woozy and him trying to be coherent and clearly just being so drunk. But it's not really clear in the US episode why he's acting the way he is. Like, we know that he's drunk, but they don't really take the time to show how drunk he is, so it just kind of comes out of nowhere. And then they go back home after totally ruining the night, and Will telling the little brother, like, "Oh, your parents would be dead in the city." And again, that joke sort of just lands flat because they don't take the time to set up the joke. And so they go home, and Will and Simon just are sitting there, and Will says, "Oh, I'm being bullied again. That's why I had to skip school." Whereas in the original, in the second episode of the UK version, they first try to blame Neil's dad, which just shows how awful they are. And Neil's dad goes, "You evil little shits." And it's pretty funny. It's horrible, but it's pretty funny. And then after that doesn't work, Will goes, "The truth is, we're alcoholics. Like, please get us help." And then the parents just laugh because they're being so pathetic. And it's hilarious. And then in this US version, Will just goes, "Oh, I'm being bullied again," and that's it. And it's not funny. It's just, okay, haha, that's supposed to be funny. So that's all I really have to say about that. It's very confusing and disorienting and not funny, and it made me really just uncomfortable and cringe, but not in the way that the original show made me cringe with laughter. It just made me cringe with how bad it was. So, thank you all for listening, and I hope you appreciate that I put myself through this for your entertainment so that you don't have to watch these. If you do want to watch them, you can just Google Skins US streaming, and people have uploaded it to Vimeo and YouTube and stuff, so you can find reuploads if you want to put yourself through this. I don't know why you would, but you know what? I did, and it made me feel a little bit better about myself and my life, so I guess that's the benefit to that. And I will be back with the Skins UK season 7 episodes. I'm still gathering intel to inform my opinions on that. I have to rewatch them again. I watched the Effie episodes, I took notes, and then I feel like I missed a lot of key points, and so I want to rewatch it at least one or two more times before I talk about those episodes. So I will be back with those. I'm back in the podcasting zone. I really appreciate you all for being on this journey with me, especially this past year. A big part of the reason I haven't uploaded, aside from all the stuff I talked about in my little mini update with things I've been doing in my personal life, is that Anchor was bought out by Spotify, so now it's Spotify for Podcasters, and I have absolutely no idea how to use the website. I have no idea how to put ads on any of the episodes. I have no idea how to upload episodes. It's very confusing, and it's taken me quite a while to adjust to the changes, so if you see new stuff or hear new stuff on the episodes, I don't really know how to use the new format. I do miss when it was just Anchor, and I really liked that, but times are changing, so we go. So here we are, and if you want to write in, feel free to message at Oh Wow the Podcast on Instagram. I am always checking there, and I love to hear from you guys. So let me know what you think about Skins US and Inbetweeners US. I'd love to hear your input. Thank you again. I appreciate all of you, and have a good day. Bye.